More news coming from the southern border. Interesting story in the Bloomberg Terminal today. GOP senators pushed to block use of parole to release migrants. Lawmakers say they aren't eyeing Ukraine and Venezuela programs. Homeland officials lack capacity to detain all border crossers. So there's a lot of issues down there on the southern border. Let's check in with Ellen Gilmer. She is a Homeland Security reporter for Bloomberg. Ellen, talk to us about what's happening down there in terms of use of parole to maybe let some of these migrants come in here. What's the story?
Sure. And thanks for having me on, you guys. I want to zoom out a little and say, you know, Republicans are playing border hardball, which has become pretty routine in the past couple of years on any must-pass legislation in Congress. Right now, it's about Ukraine aid. But this is a very serious push. It's the most serious push we've seen and the most serious and advanced negotiations that have come out of that. And parole is one of the issues on the table. There's parole is an immigration authority that any administration can and has used to let certain people come into the United States and live and stay for a temporary amount of time. And so there's a lot of different ways it's been used. It's been used for Ukrainians. It's been used for Afghans. There are special programs for Venezuelans and other nationalities. But what Republicans have zeroed in on, or were zeroing in on last week, reminder that all of this is super in flux. Last week, they were zeroing in on the way parole is used at the border. So what they're talking about, migrants crossing the border and then being released into the U.S.
Is there any, take a broader view, a step back, any desire on a bipartisan basis to resolve this in Congress, the border crisis, or does it benefit one part or the other to continue to have a crisis?
The idea that border politics can be advantageous for some lawmakers, particularly when they're campaigning, is certainly something that has, you know, been raised. Particularly, Democrats have accused their Republican colleagues of politicizing border stuff in order to campaign on. However, I think you see more good faith negotiations, people on both sides of the aisle who really do want to address, find a solution for the number of migrants who are approaching and crossing the U.S.-Mexico border than a lot of times. So you see Democrats more willing to come to the table and more willing to talk about things that used to maybe be a third rail, like standards for asylum. And you see some Republicans trying to be pragmatic about it. I would say overall, though, Republicans are pushing policies, some policies that are unlikely to ever get a Democrat's vote.
So, Ellen, I mean, this, as you mentioned, immigration debate has been, you know, it's impacting a lot of existing legislation as it relates to, you know, aid to Ukraine or Israel and so on. I mean, is there a building momentum to come up with some bipartisan solution here or agreement because it's having, you know, much wider ramifications on legislation?
Yes, and that is why the current stage of negotiations has gotten so much more advanced, because aid to Ukraine depends on these border negotiations working out. At least that's what Republicans have said. They've said they'll block aid to Ukraine unless we get the U.S. border situation addressed. And reminder that the package that Congress is considering to aid Ukraine also includes aid to Israel and other national security priorities that the Biden administration has laid out. So there is a lot riding on this. Everybody is very well aware of the extremely high stakes. And I think that's why you've seen such a hard effort at finding agreement here. Things aren't going great, though. As you might expect, this is a really politically fraught issue. And right now, the negotiations are kind of stalled. While Democrats are frustrated with the proposals Republicans have put forward, Republicans are working on another offer. Democrats say they haven't seen it yet. And for now, Democrats say they're not negotiating until Republicans come up with something that's a little closer to a middle ground.
Meantime, what kind of resources are available to address this?
Well, that's another thing that's at issue in these negotiations. When the Biden administration requested extra money for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security priorities, that also included a lot more money for border management. For, you know, border patrol people, for technology, for processing migrants faster. and for getting their asylum claims reviewed faster, all of these things that would make the system work a little more smoothly. And that money is tied up in this as well. Republicans are not going to have said they are not going to approve that kind of spending at the border unless they also get policy changes.
So, Ellen, I think I've just kind of lost track. Where are we in terms of the number of migrant crossings today versus, I don't know, a 5-year or 10-year average? Is it materially more than what we've seen historically?
It's definitely elevated throughout the Biden administration. Obviously, when you compare the beginning of the Biden administration to the end of the Trump administration, those comparisons don't make any sense, right? Because the end of the Trump administration was 2020. It was COVID-19.
Right.
Across the world, migration slowed down. But migration in the Western Hemisphere is at historic highs right now. And you're seeing that at the U.S.-Mexico border. People can disagree over whether it's push factors that are sending people to the U.S. or pull factors that are attracting people to the U.S. But the numbers are very high. The Biden administration has tried to do like a carrot and stick approach, some new pretty harsh penalties for people who cross illegally, but at the same time offering new legal pathways. And that has seemed to put a dent in arrivals from certain nationalities, but it's the overall numbers are still high.
All right, Ellen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Ellen Gilmore, now she is Homeland Security reporter for Bloomberg. And